Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Let's say good morning to Thad Levine from the Minnesota Twins, who is talking about, I don't know, I guess sort of an abundance of riches. Hey, good morning, sir. How you doing?
I'm doing terrific. Thank you for having me on.
No, it's so nice to have a chance to talk with you. You know, it seems that, you know, with some guys who are injured, some players who are injured and stuff, like, what are you going to do when they come back with a player like Luis Arraez since being called up? What did I see? Was it out of 12 at-bats, 7 hits? Is that right?
He's been amazing. I mean, this has just been a testament to what our farm system has done to prepare these guys to get to the major leagues. Guys like Fred Guerrero and Mike Radcliffe, who scouted Luis Arraez back in the day and who have supported him throughout his maturation. But we always knew he could hit. He's always had a great sense of putting the bat on the ball, and he's playing with just tremendous confidence up here. But I think it speaks to the atmosphere that Rocco Baldelli has created in our clubhouse, which is kind of that next man up mentality. We lost Nelson Cruz to an injury, he was red hot when he went out. We lost Mitch Garver, who was establishing himself as one of the best offensive catchers this season, and we've just kept on rolling. He puts guys in positions to succeed, and they've gone out and rewarded him.
You know, you mentioned Mitch Garver, Nelson Cruz. Can you give me an update on the status of their injury reports here, where they are, and what we can expect going forward?
You know, Nelson had a wrist injury, which is a pretty significant concern for a power hitter. And so we're just trying to be patient with him. The good news with Nelson is he's definitely turned the corner. He got a cortisone shot, which really helped alleviate some of the inflammation in his joint. And I think he's on the road to recovery. We're hopeful in this next homestand we'll get to activate Nelson and get him back in the middle of our order. In terms of Mitch, you know, when he got taken out at the plate in that play against Anaheim, it was a little bit concerning. A great throw by Byron Buxton. He blocks the plate. He gets the tag. It saves the game. And unfortunately, in the process, he sustains a high ankle sprain. And what our medical practitioners have told us is expect that to be about a 4 to 6 week injury. The good news with Mitch is he's a little bit ahead of schedule right now. He's tracking very well. He's had no setbacks. We're going to be patient with him. There's a lot of rigors to the catching position, especially on your lower legs. And in the meantime, Jason Castro and Williams has to deal with pick right up where Mitch left off. So we've got two very capable catchers. Allows us to be a little bit more patient with Mitch, but when he's ready to roll, he'll be reinserted right back into the rotation with those two guys in the major league level.
Home runs are up all around baseball this time of the year. Thad, the Twins, by the way, number 2 in the majors with 90 home runs now. There's been conversation among baseball executives about the long ball. Is something going on with the ball? What do you know about that?
You know, I do think as an industry, we're trending towards home runs. I think no different than in football, where they kind of moved a little bit away from the run to the pass, and in basketball, where they're now focused on the three-pointer. It's a higher run environment when you try to hit the ball out of the ballpark. I think more hitters are adopting that stance when they go to the plate, and that's why strikeouts and home runs have certainly spiked in our game. In terms of the Minnesota Twins, when we put together this team this offseason, I think we knew we had some power. We didn't know that it was going to be quite this prolific early in the season. We viewed our offense as very dynamic, one that could beat you in a variety of ways. Certainly, we've established that we could beat you by hitting the ball out of the ballpark. And one of the things that I think is a real strength of the 2019 Twins is just the length of our lineup. We can get you 1 through 9. There's no let up. It's unrelenting. And we've seen power out of the bottom of the order just as we've seen power at the top of the order.
You know, watching this going forward, chatting with Thad Levine, the general manager for the Minnesota Twins, thinking about the next few weeks coming up, scouting department will be all over this as they're watching high school players, college players in their respective situations, looking for that as we're closing in on the draft here. Give me your thoughts about that.
We've got our scouts who, as you mentioned, they've been pounding the pavement. you know, one thing that I think our fans can appreciate is the fact that weather's been a real factor in the amateur markets this year. Certainly in the north central and northeast part of the United States, there's been a lot of cold days, a lot of rain days, and so that makes it even more challenging for our scouts who are out on the road who are trying to see that elite high school pitcher from Maine. It's tough to see that guy pitch in a good weather day, so it makes their jobs that much more challenging. But Sean Johnson, who heads up our amateur scouting departments, will be coming in with all of his trusted advisors in the next couple days here and start the process of putting together our draft board. We're really excited. We're picking 13th, we're picking 39th and 54th, and we are very, very confident in our amateur scouts that we're going to land some great players that we can add to what is already a very solid minor league farm system.
Well, the Twins will finish up at Anaheim today and then, of course, get into the White Sox for tomorrow night, Saturday and Sunday, and carrying off to that. And then the Brewers will follow. And hopefully with better weather, you'll get some great numbers. I had a great time. I last-minute decision, bought a couple of tickets last week, went out for a beautiful day, and you're just a great reminder of just how much fun it is sitting in the sunshine at Target Field. Thad, thanks so much for the conversation here on WCCO this morning as we go around the horn.
Thank you very much for having me on. And trust me, our players love it when fans are in the stadium. It feels like a true home field advantage.
I imagine that it does. Hey, thank you again. Appreciate it. Again, Around the Horn brought to you by Old National Bank.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.